Shutsy Reynolds was a pioneer among the first women aviators. All she ever wanted to do was fly. She later served with the Women Air Service Pilots, or WASPs, during World War II. Here, Reynolds recalls a dream fulfilled.
When I was 7 years of age, we always had a family discussion after the evening meal. My father says, "I think it's time for you children to decide what you're going to do with your life." And he looked at me and he said, not you, Florence. You're too young." And I said, "Dad, I want to learn how to fly." And everybody laughed. I finished high school in June of 1940. And then I read in the paper that the government was having the last class of the civilian pilot training program in Connersville. My family, my sister, my two brothers, they saved their money so that on weekends I could buy flying time, $6 an hour for a Piper Cub. And that's how I got into the WASP. It certainly changed my life. And I think for every WASP that served, it changed their lives. I mean, we'd love to fly, and to fly a military aircraft, that was a dream come true. I mean, this was a dream that was far beyond what I dreamed about. We proved that we could fly everything, including the B-29. When I got the flight scholarship, you know what people told me? "You're just wasting your time. You're not going to get a job. They don't hire girls. Girls don't fly." But you know, the war changed all that. The girls in the service today, and I have the greatest respect for them, they're on an equal basis with the men, almost.